This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy, who represents Louisiana's 6th Congressional District, and he joins me from just off the House floor in the Speaker's lobby as members go through a series of votes, and obviously we want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the health care debate. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, Greg, good to be here.
Well, we were waiting for a long time for the bill sponsored by the so-called Gang of Six. In the end, Senator Baucus comes out with it by himself. He says it's a good bill. It's a balanced bill that he thinks will draw bipartisan support and get even stronger as subtle changes are made to it in committee and so forth. Right now, he doesn't seem to have a whole lot of allies. He wants a co-op rather than a public option. He also is looking at ways to cut costs and says he can keep a deficit neutral. What do you make of it?
Well, a couple things. It seems like now it's the gang of one. Because not only did he lose his three moderate GOP senators, or at least two of the three, but he's also lost some key moderate Democrats. And so it's starting in a negative as regards bipartisan support. But that's the Senate side, not the House side. I think part of the reason there's reticence is that it is, if you will, it's dropped the public option, but it still has the bad parts of a bad bill. It's just dropped the public option. And its ability to control cost is a little bit smoke and mirrors. I think folks are seeing that through. There remains a government-centered plan that folks are concerned won't work. Back in August, we learned people want a plan that does work.
Congressman, talk a little bit about that when you went back home. Obviously, the town halls were a major event in August. What did the people tell you more than anything?
The people, again, they are concerned about what they perceive as a big grab by government of more and more of their tax money, more and more of their resources. When I would speak to folks about, I told somebody it's like the blob. If you remember the blob that ate, I forget what the blob ate, but it just continues to eat the whole world. Well, there's a sense now that the government is going to expand like the blob, consuming all aspects of our lives and our economy. What the folks want is a plan that actually lowers costs by empowering patients. And so when I spoke to folks about wellness programs and how they can do that, even the folks that wanted the public option wanted to see more of that sort of thing in the public option. So I think that the American people want patient-centered control that doesn't expand government.
Congressman, there's another aspect to the Baucus bill, which the president has also been talking about a lot. He mentioned it last week in the address to the joint session of Congress. And he's mentioned it a couple of times on what appears to be a campaign trail for health care reform over the ensuing days. And that's the push for the individual mandate, basically making it no longer a choice but a requirement that Americans purchase health care insurance, and they'll be fined substantially if they don't. What is your opinion on that particular aspect of what appears to be in all the different pieces of legislation at this point?
Well, the problem with the individual mandate is that we don't know what we're going to, one, there's the individual liberty aspect of it. Number two, we don't actually know what they're going to be mandated to purchase or the cost of it. And so they're going to, at a later point, define what the individual is required to. So you can object to it on a liberty standpoint, and you can object to it on the fact that it's effectively a tax. And we are not telling the American people what they're going to be required to pay for, but by golly, the government's going to decide how much you pay and what you're required to pay for. I think on several levels, I have objections to it.
Congressman, what are you focusing on right now? Obviously, Republicans haven't had many seats at the table in this debate, and I know some of your colleagues have put forth specific pieces of legislation, Congressman Price of Georgia, Congressman Shattuck of Arizona. As all this plays out, what are House Republicans doing?
And it's very interesting, Greg, because now I'm having Democrats come to me to speak to me as to what House Republicans are putting up. And when I mention our patient-centered plan, that actually, for example, by expanding health savings accounts, has the ability to lower costs, expand coverage to high-quality care, they want to have more conversations regarding that. And for those folks who follow this, you can go to thomas.gov, and it's HR 3400. And it actually begins to transform how we provide health care. Some of my Democratic colleagues are approaching me now saying they are not going to vote for HR 3200. Can we talk about some of our ideas? I'm very encouraged by this.
What kind of Democrats? Are we talking mostly moderate blue dog types, or are they across the board?
So far, moderate blue dog types, but they're the ones, 44 of which have said they will not vote for the plan being advanced by Ms. Pelosi and her colleagues. they're just not going to vote for it. And so they are looking for something that addresses the need for reform, but does it in a way which doesn't threaten to bankrupt our country.
Last 30 seconds, because we know you got to get back and vote, Congressman. What do you expect to happen in the House? Will Pelosi try to ram through the public option, or will there be a different version by the time there's actually a vote?
The president, when he came to the floor, basically embraced the public option, but as we might guess, if he heard the people speaking at the town halls in August, he's going to have to retreat from it. I think if they bring it to the floor despite the people's voice, the people will again speak. I think it will not get through. But that's stranger things have happened, Greg.
Well, we've heard the deadline's been extended to around Thanksgiving now, so I'm sure we'll have opportunities to talk about the developments that will soon follow. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.